Blog Talk Radio.
Birds flying high. Sun in the sky, sun in the sky. You know how I feel. Birds flying high.
Thank you.
just getting off work, I know that feels fantastic. It is a beautiful fall afternoon in California. Everything looks so nice and crisp, a little bit of cool air breezing here and there. So it's a real nice for the holidays. I am doing live calls for the next 9 minutes. If you want to call in and ask me anything, you can call Kevin's going to call. I already know. Now I'm not going to leave the number. No. 595-8140 for the next 9 minutes and 23 seconds. I will be taking live calls. Oh, hey, Destiny. Thanks for joining. Taking live calls for the next 9 minutes. And so let me give you guys a little time to gather up your thoughts to see what you might want to ask me and to keep you informed. I never did this before, so you might get hung up on, and if you do, just call me back. Because there's these buttons I have to push, one to hear, two to screen. I'm learning. That's all I've been doing it for a few minutes. Just for a few minutes, guys. So anyway, call a girl up. This sounds bootleg for you, but they can hear it good on the phone.
I don't know what it is that you've done to me.
Oh, are you guys ready for the holidays?
Whatever it is that you do,
oh, what is that? You know how it works.
It's
so anyway,
right,
is
I want to stay.
516-595.
My heart starts beating just so fine with thoughts of loving on my mind.
SWV Week, which is one of my most all-time favorite jams. Yes, it is. I actually just recently found an app called SMULE. My friend, Kevin Pfeiffer, who's online right now, he sent me a birthday video of Demi Lovato singing Sorry Not Sorry. I don't know if you got mine, but I did sing you a song back. So what came first, the chicken leg? What came first, the chicken leg or the chicken breast? First of all, it would be more fun if you called my radio show and asked me, but whatever. The chicken leg or the chicken breast? I don't know. I'm going to go with the chicken breast because you need a chicken breast because that shit tastes really good with pretty much everything. And chicken legs don't go a long way. I'm just saying. And so anyway, so where was I at? Oh, yeah, so anyways, Kevin, he sent me this birthday video of him singing Sorry Not Sorry with Demi Lovato on Smule. And I actually happen to have a Smule app, too. And it's basically a karaoke app where there's, like, all these people all over the place that will either sing a duet with you or you can sing the whole song all by yourself. So, you know, me and my sisters, on Thanksgiving, if you go to my YouTube channel, Dawn Chanel, the hilarious housewife. If you go to my YouTube channel, there's some videos of me and my sister singing on the whole Smule app. So, you know. What does that mean? Bring them on camera. I don't know. I mean, I don't want you on the camera with me. I don't understand that. Bring them on camera. I don't know. But anyway, oh, look, I forgot I was blog talking, whoever, which nobody is listening. It's like, who is she rambling with and who is she talking to? You are on air with Dawn Chanel, your hostess with the mostest, and I'm just doing some testing just to see if anybody wants to call me with some advice calls. So obviously, all these motherfuckers got it together and don't need my fucking advice, but that's okay. It is the holidays, guys. Do you like my little dangly things here? Is my little blingy bling blings. This is from It's Only FIVE Dollars.com. Yes, stocking stuffers, guys. get your stocking stuffers. Go to itsonlyfivedollars.com, and you can get some really cool stocking stuffers. These earrings, $5, this cute little necklace. It's all $5. And let me tell you, for the holidays, one of the best types of gifts to get sometimes are the stockings, because there's like all these little cool things in the stockings. Dudes out there, get your loved one a stocking, or women too, get your loved one a stocking and put all these little cool things in it, okay? And they're like opening all these little cool things, and they're like, oh my God, like this could be one thing that they open. Oh my God, this should, it smells amazing. I just want to smell it all day. Like, you don't even know. Like, if you have an office job and you have, like, a desk, like, you should put this. I hope somebody gives this to you for the holidays. You put this on your desk, and when getting on your nerves, you just take this shit out and be like, oh, my God, I'm in a whole nother realm of happiness and satisfaction. So I just, why are you looking out the window? Hold on. I know how to get you back. Wait. Oh, there you are. Don't be looking at my neighbors and shit. The neighbors probably looking in on me like, what the fuck is that bitch doing? None of your business. But anyway. Oh, there's somebody on the phone. They've been waiting for 16 minutes. Hold on. I don't know. Wait. Hold on. Hello? Hello? Oh, wait. Maybe it's this. I told you, if I hang up, call me back. Hello? I can't hear anyone. I don't hear anybody. Wait. Oh, maybe it's this button here. Hold on. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yes! Well, happy holidays to you. Who am I speaking with? You can be totally anonymous if you want.
My name is Jerome Cleophas Johnson Farquhar.
That's a lot of names, Negro. So I'm going to just call you Jerome for the next 2 minutes, because that's how long I have on the blog talk for right now. How are you doing, Jerome?
Well, my friends call me Little Nuck Nuck.
Well, yeah, I don't even – how did you get the name Little Nuck Nuck? Were you a knucklehead?
Yeah.
Knucklehead. Where did we get the term knucklehead? Like, that's some bullshit. Like, you a knucklehead. Basically, because people digging their knuckles in your head all the time, you're not going to get better. If you're a badass, you keep getting your head knuckled on, you're going to be bad, don't you think? You're not going to get better.
Not really. I think it came from some people's heads look like a set of knuckles, so hence knucklehead.
Oh, some people's heads look like a set of knuckles, like peanut heads. That's sad. Their mother didn't shape their head correctly if they come out. You know what I mean? You know how black moms be like, you got to shape your baby's head?
Right. Or put that wrap on the head, you know, like the people from the motherland.
On the baby's head, yeah.
Yeah.
You should do that and make sure that your baby doesn't get colic either. None of my kids had colic because I was under the impression, and I still believe, you get colic as a baby because they into your head and it gets into your stomach, and that's why if you keep your baby with a hat on all the time and this time of year, you don't get no colic. Does everybody have their holiday shopping underway? You got your holiday hats on, your holiday goodies?
No.
Well, you need to get with the get with.
Look, you're not the boss of me, so you cannot be telling me what to do.
First of all, Kevin, let me call you out, because you don't even know how to change your voice, okay? First, and you go from one voice to the next voice, and like, for real, I'm going to have to give you some voice lessons. I'm going to have to teach you some accents and everything, because you don't know anything. Oh, I got excited. I thought I had another caller. No, it's just you. Get on my nerves.
And then, of course, the lab gave it all the way away. So, yeah.
I don't know, Kevin. I think I knew it was you from the giddy up, but that's okay. I'm like, there's accents, though. Like, come on. Let's see. All right, Kevin, well, get back on Facebook Live, because this blog my clock is getting ready to shut off in 3 seconds, but I'm still live, so talk to you there.
Talk to you later, my dear.
Bye.
Bye.